Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield, to Knightstown to Greensburg. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Decatur County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Seems there's a growing number of people who want you to believe that the shooting that took place in Nashville, where six people were murdered, three children, by a woman who was transgender, well, what do you expect? Transgender people feel unsafe. It's reasonable that they'll lash out. You think I'm making that up? You have groups out there saying, well, look, you keep going after trans lives. We saw here in Indiana, after the passing of SB 480, it's now on Governor Holcomb's desk, people referring to it as trans genocide. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. By the way, Governor Holcomb signed Senate Bill 480. Sign it. Protect kids. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter how violent they get. We have a responsibility to protect kids, more often than not, from themselves. And the ACLU's argument and others' argument that this is discriminatory on parents is, that is precious. Sue. I can't stop you anyway. Sue. You sue, we'll see where it goes. That's it. But never forget this, ACLU. You're on what they like to call the wrong side of history. You are. You're in favor of children not being treated well, if I was going to be kind, but I don't want to be kind. You're favoring abuse, and it doesn't make any sense. And then there are people who say, well, if you don't let kids do this, it's going to lead to suicide. Kids who already feel hopeless, kids who already feel that inside, and they're looking for anything to make it better. And then you come along and tell them, well, if you just change this and wear this, and have this surgery, everything will be better. But you can't guarantee that. You have to work on the mind. You have to work on the mind. Why won't you do that? And now we have people saying, well, these transphobes, they have it coming. Jocelyn Berry is the press secretary for Katie Hobbs, the governor of Arizona. And Jocelyn Berry tweeted out, us when we see transphobes, and it was a GIF, right? You know, little short video of a woman holding two guns pointed at someone. That's the press secretary for the Democratic governor of Arizona, Katie Hobbs. That seem rational to you? Or should Jocelyn Berry get fired? Jocelyn Berry should get fired. And it should be a note to the ACLU of Indiana. This is how people are responding. Maybe you shouldn't gin people up. Now, I do not hold the ACLU of Indiana responsible for the actions of other people, in that people are responsible for their own actions. But every time the ACLU of Indiana and other groups put out the claim that is a lie, that if we do this, we're killing this group, if they were to put out that claim, we're being bigoted towards that group, if they were to put that out. We are putting hardship on children, if they were to put that out. That's ginning people up. It's not a hardship on children to discuss no. The answer is no, you can't do that to yourself. We tell children no all the time. You're making the argument that we can't tell children no. I think that's a bad argument. But any argument that says it's abusive to tell children no, any argument that says it's predatory to tell children no, it is bigoted to tell children no, well, you're ginning people up, and of course you'd be wrong. You'd be wrong. Of course you can tell kids no. We tell kids no all the time. The argument is you can't tell kids no. They must have gender-affirming care. And then I have people tweeting me, you don't even know what gender-affirming care is. Everyone settle down. The terminology doesn't make it better. It's wordplay in the words, in the concepts of true cultural Marxism to try and make other people feel uncomfortable with being opposed to it. Gender-affirming care is saying children can have life-altering surgeries that make adults happy. It's weird. It's abusive. We shouldn't have it. It's a very simple concept. And that's why Governor Eric Holcomb should sign Senate Bill 480. Can't let children hurt themselves. Well, their parents are okay with it. Well, I'm sold then. But we have noticed in this whole conversation about Nashville that there is a manifesto from the shooter. And there are groups worried about its release. Newsweek, with the reporting that there are LGBTQ plus groups who caution against the release of such a document. Now, before anything, stop utilizing the term LGBTQ. And this is for the ACLU of Indiana and everybody else. How dare you make the assumption that the L, the G, or the B is with you on the T and the T regarding children? How dare you make this assumption that everybody's on the same page? How dare you state that every gay person is okay with what you're talking about regarding abusing children? That's weird, man. That's a weird flex. I ain't down for it. Start treating these people better. They deserve better. So LGBT groups, no, I'm not buying into that anymore. I'm not. You can take that human shield you're trying to create and shove it. I'm not going to be a part of it. But there are people who believe that if you release the manifesto, well, it could be a problem. The focus should be on how this was able to happen in the first place. There should not be such easy access to deadly weaponry. They don't want it to be about what this woman, who claimed to be a man, was thinking. They don't want anybody looking at anybody who's transgender and saying, maybe there's an issue here. They don't want it to reflect poorly upon their position. But if the shooter was white and the victims were black, it is all you would see. So now we've got sets of rules depending on whether or not we think it's going to affect the cause du jour. No, this is not a way to operate. If you release these things, you release these things. If you think it's going to cause damage to your cause, that's not my problem. That is you making everything political. You not wanting questions asked of maybe your beliefs. And the answer to that is also no. We ask questions. By the way, Governor Holcomb signed Senate Bill 480.